Second parak of Chagiga Mishnah Aleph is continuation of something mentioned at the last Mishnah of the first parak, very common in Mishnah that is done. The first Mishnah of a second parak or another parak has something to do with the last Mishnah of the previous parak, even though this is not directly related to Chagiga. Ein Dalshin Barayas. We mentioned about Arayas, a lot of psukim about Arayas in the Torah. Now we're saying a person who's dalshining about Arayas that are not mefurish in the Torah, he should only do that with shloisha. He should only do that with small groups of people. We're concerned that if you have a big crowd, they're going to misunderstand it. They're going to try to, oh, you say this drasha, I'm going to say another drasha. We want to be a minimal audience so that the messages get given across very clearly and we make sure that everybody understood properly. But loy b'maisa bereishis b'shnayim. And the maisa bereishis, which are really deep sodas of Kabbalah, then you shouldn't even have two people there. You should have only one on one. V'loy b'makova b'yochid, and makova, which is an even higher form of Kabbalah, you shouldn't even do with one individual. Elim kenu ha'yachochem u'mevim b'daitoi, unless this person was a real chochem, and you could give him the general rules, and he'll be able to understand for himself all the implications of that. So if someone comes up to you and says he wants to teach you Kabbalah, you could tell him that you obviously do not understand Kabbalah, because if you would, you would not be teaching me, unless you happen to be a person who is a chochem on that level to learn it. But unfortunately, the teaching of Kabbalah today, most of it is nonsense. People that don't understand what they're saying are giving over concepts to people. It sounds very wonderful, exciting, but it's not the Torah. Kol ha-mistakel ba'abu dvorim royu loy ki'ilu loy bo'la oylam. A person who looks into four things is better that he was not born. He basically does not realize his limitations. The human mind is a finite business, even though it has billions and maybe trillions of nerve endings, but even a trillion is a finite amount. And the nature of the Ein Sof, Mala Mala, Mala Mata, what's above the world, what's below it, Malafni, Mala Ocha, what's before the world was created, what's beyond the created, these are concepts which are beyond human comprehension. Human mind is part of space-time. You can only understand space and time. Something which is above space and above time is above our comprehension, and a waste of our time to try to figure out. A person that does not care about the covet of his Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's better not to be created. To define Kadosh Baruch Hu is impossible. Why? Because the word definition means to limit something. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is not limited. So it's pashut, an oxymoron. It's impossible. And therefore, we should realize that it's impossible. And Baruch Hashem, we have enough to involve our minds with.